Hello, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all keeping well. I, unfortunately, have been rather under the weather for the past few days. I came down with what I thought was the flu on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, for most of the day, I was feeling better. But it came back to bite me on the butt, and with a vengeance. Yesterday, unfortunately, I was really sick. I had vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, aches and pains, the whole works. Today, thank God, I'm feeling a little better. I was able to keep some food down. And I have to go out whether I want to or not, because I have to pick up a prescription at the drugstore. I also have to get some Gravol for my nausea, and I'm in desperate need of an antacid. So hopefully I can accomplish all of that in one go. I'm going to pick up some ginger ale as well, because I find that tends to help in such situations. I have no idea what the weather is like out there, so I'm going to step outside and find out. And if you are so inclined, you can come with me, and we can check out the weather together. Before I do that, though, I should apologize in case I conveyed the wrong impression in my last post. When I commanded, in quotes, the death of Voicebo, it was entirely tongue-in-cheek. I was being completely facetious. If you do use that app, and if it makes you happy, well, by all means, go for it. What I was very serious about is not wanting to lose the fantastic community that we have here. So it did make me sad that some of our number had decided to jump ship and leave Audioboom completely for Voicebo. But I didn't want to rant about it, so I thought that I would put up a more jocular post, because I thought that would be a lot more pleasant than having to listen to something negative. I much prefer to provide content that's uplifting or entertaining in some way. So anyway, I'm sorry if it wasn't entertaining, and if I accidentally conveyed the wrong impression. I have no objection if you want to use both apps, and in fact, even if I did have an objection, well, it would just be too bad, because I couldn't stop you. No, I am actually not the law, contrary to what some people might believe. And I'm very glad I'm not the law, because I would probably come up with some really rotten laws. But no, I do not actually consider myself to be the potentate of Booville. I don't know who that would be, other than perhaps the corporation. Anyway, let's see what is happening outside. Someone's doing laundry in here. Please don't be raining, please. Ooh. It's very mild. Listen to all those sparrows. The sparrows are flying again. Sorry, Stephen King reference. My goodness, the birds are happy. It's almost springtime here. Oh, what is that? Someone's left something in the path. I have no idea. I shall circumnavigate, or at least make an attempt so to do. There. That's better. I'm going to have to take a cab home, unfortunately, because I'll have a big case of ginger ale and... That would be rather difficult to carry home. But at least I'll have a nice pleasant walk there. Much of the snow is gone. Thank God for small mercies. The only trouble is, there's not a whole lot of grass yet, so the ground is very mucky and brown. Sewer drain. Whenever I pass sewer drains now, I always think of the book It by Stephen King. And, hope to God I never hear voices coming out of the sewer drain. Anyhow, folks, this is probably rather boring. There's a small patch of snow. It's not quite all gone. Oh boy, it's good to be out, even if I'm not feeling well. It's good to get some fresh air. Anyway, I'm gonna end this for now because it's getting windy, so all you're going to hear is wind noise. But I shall, hopefully, God willing, speak to you all soon. Do take care of yourselves and one another. Bye for now.